not a partisan issue. You've got people on both sides of the aisle taking different positions on it. As you pointed out, Congress, the Armed Services Committee, I should say, wants to authorize 7 F-22s. The president, by contrast, doesn't want to buy any more F-22s and wants to shut down the production line. A vote is expected about noon today, actually, after a couple of hours of debate on the Senate floor. And everyone says it's going to be extremely close. There are some senators that are firmly pro F-22, some that are firmly anti F-22, but a good number that are in the middle and either undecided or unannounced as to which way they're going to go. So it could be really interesting. There's a couple senators, a couple Democratic senators, Teddy Kennedy and Robert Byrd, who for health reasons are not going to be able to vote, but they would vote to continue production of F-22s. So I think their absence in a really close vote could be critical, if not decisive.
Wow. So the vote might be coming up as early as noon today. Now, if this is, for some reason, the amendment loses and the money stays in the bill,
mm-hmm.
How likely in reality is it that the president would veto the defense authorization bill?
Well, I think it's quite likely. The president, usually the White House issues statements of administration policy, and that's where their veto threats are contained. It's very rare for a president to do what he did in this case, which is write a personal letter to senators threatening a veto, not just of this bill, but of any bill that would provide additional F-22s. And to me, he's really, it would be remarkable for him to back down from that very personal statement. And the fact that he threatened to veto any bill is significant because this debate right now is over the defense authorization bill, which is a policy-setting measure. Coming down the pike, we have the defense spending or defense appropriations measure, and that's where the real money is. Right now, this is really sort of mm-hmm. a statement of policy, but the policy bill could say no F-22s, and the spending bill could provide money for F-22s, and the F-22s would be built, because the spending bill is what carries the day. But the fact that the president threatened to veto any bill suggests that he would that he could veto the appropriations bill as well. So I take his veto threat, at his word, and I think senators do as well.
So, John, isn't this is Karen? Isn't this a little unusual with the same party president, the same parties in both Senate, House, for a president to take this type of thing in a very public way? Don't they? I know from my own experience, we seem to try to work a lot of this stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah. Well, for a president to threaten a veto explicitly, or even for a White House statement to threaten a veto, is a big step. And for a president to do it in this personal kind of way is an even bolder step. Also, you have Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, who is very, very directly calling out members of Congress for parochialism if they support F-22s. I mean, not calling them out by name, but effectively, really laying into lawmakers who support the F-22. And that's really unusual. And I hear that Gates is making a lot of phone calls to senators in which he's getting quite animated, that he feels really strongly and personally about this, that it's kind of a test case for whether or not Obama's going to be able to cut back on some sort of cherished weapons programs.
We're talking with John Donnelly, who covers defense and foreign policy for CQPolitics.com. And Jane and I have had this discussion repeatedly, though, over the F-22, and that is whether the people in favor of it are simply looking at it as a jobs program because, like so many weapon systems, it was designed to be constructed in as many congressional districts as possible to make it kill-proof. And yet the opposition to it is on military grounds. But I think that some of the people that are in favor of it actually do feel the military necessity of it. What's your take on why people want to kill it or why they want to keep it alive?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point, because it's, the debate is often oversimplified to be, you know, the people in the white on the white horses who want to trim waste out of the defense budget versus the self-interested people who are just looking after jobs. That, to be sure, self-interest plays a big role in this debate in terms of those who are advocating continued production of F-22s, both in terms of jobs in their districts and or states, and also campaign contributions from the big contractors. But there are a lot of members who don't have a stake in it, who do believe that we should continue to produce the F-22, sort of just in case. Just because we don't know what is coming down the pike, and they say we should, you know, continue to make the best fighter in the world for a variety of reasons. So it's not just parochial. And I should also add, the administration hasn't exactly made the clearest case against the F-22. They basically said they haven't provided any kind of written military analysis for why. They said a year ago we need 243, and now they say we only need 187. They haven't explained precisely how the world has changed to justify that reduction.
We know somebody that's in favor of the F-22, but unfortunately I don't think he has much of a voice on Capitol Hill. And so, okay, well, that's an interesting analysis, and we thank you very much for joining us and bringing it to us. And that vote, you say, is at noon today?
Yeah. Were you suggesting that I'm in favor of it?
Well, no, just the somebody in the background there we heard.
The dog barking. We heard the dog barking.
I stepped outside to be quiet, but apparently it hasn't worked.
Yeah, and no evidence that Lockheed or anyone is sending ambulances to fetch Senator Byrd and Senator Kennedy to get them in there for a vote.
No, not yet.
Not happening yet. Okay, well, thanks very much, and we'll have to have you back when this debate plays out, however which way it goes.
Oh, and it's going to go on for a while because we still have the appropriations bills and the looming veto threat.